Okay, time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. And
there goes the last DJ.
Raul Campos joins us again today. He's a DJ with KCRW in Santa Monica, and he's just back from hosting the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York City. Raul, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
And tell us about this conference, first of all.
Well, it's a conference celebrating what the Latin alternative genre is, and now it's kind of fused together because before you can kind of separate things where, okay, that's rock, that's reggae, that's hip-hop, whatever it may be, but now everything's kind of fusing together. It's a conference that's been going on for now 15 years, so in Mexican culture, the quinceañera is a big deal. It's kind of like the Sweet 16 for, you know, in America.
I actually recently saw a quinceañera celebration going on. There was a young girl dressed up to the nines with a lot of guys in tuxedos. And I thought, oh, is it prom season? But it was way too early for prom season. So it was a quinceañera.
Yeah, celebrating the big 15-year-old birthday celebration with all the chambelanes and the tuxedos and the big foofy dresses.
Okay, well, here is a group that was at the conference. This is the Panamanian hip-hop group Los Racas, and the song is Así Me Gusta.
Mami, quítatelo todo, enséñame lo que tienes, pero quítatelo slow. Me gusta cómo te mueves, a mí me gusta tu flow. Y ese cuerpo que tú tienes, mami, lo tienes like wow.
So tell us about Los Racas.
Los Racas is a duo that is from Panama, but they're based out in Oakland. And you can tell that it's a very urban sound, a lot of hip-hop elements. And they got even a new album that's got people like the Blondie featured. They're just on it. And I got to see them for the first time, I think it was maybe 4 years ago, actually out at a Latin alternative music conference. And back then they were very green, and now you see them, now they're just on top of the world, and they got huge following and some great tunes.
But you wouldn't think of that as alternative.
Well, to the Latin genre, yeah, because it's not just the typical stuff that you hear from the pop artists on the commercial stations. You know, now with the hip-hop element coming in from around the world, whether it's in Panama, Mexico, South America, even Spain, it's huge. The whole hip-hop and rap sound that's coming is quite large.
Okay, well, let's go now to a Venezuelan rapper known as Apache. This is the song Original Combination.
Y sacrificio, metiéndole ganas desde el inicio, dedicación y mucho esmero, con paciencia, pasión y sin dinero, con la esperanza de que algún día esa oportunidad llegaría. Muchas ganas y una ilusión que se volvió emoción.
Yo, si tu rap suena a los 90, entonces desde los 80, más clásico, más básico, pero con plomo en la tinta. Nunca conocerás a tu enemigo si no lo enfrentas. Apenas tú te empezas y te has comido como tres fritas.
That's a great sound.
Awesome. It's the sound that's coming out of Venezuela. Now, Apache is one of the guys from a band called Cuarto Poder, which is also another hip-hop trio that's based in Caracas. And again, you know, it comes back to this hip-hop and rap element that is just huge. It's an amazingly big sound coming from around the world.
And Apache has rapped, we see, about police corruption in Venezuela.
You know, they're definitely about the social issues. Think like Public Enemy, but in Spanish, out of Venezuela. You know, definitely fighting the power. It's kind of cool. So this song, Original Combination, was passed on to me out in New York because I was actually asking about the group Cuarto Poder, and they're kind of like on hiatus for now. But they said, oh, well, Apache from the group has come out with a new tune. And that was it.
Well, next we go to the most populous Spanish-speaking country in the world, Mexico. Here is the group Anti-Doping, and the song is called Ready.
Listo, ya soy listo pa bailar en Babilón. Siempre hay algo bueno pa tumbar el Babilón. Dímelo. Listo, ya soy listo pa bailar en Babilón. Siempre hay algo bueno pa enfrentar el Babilón.
They love their horns in Mexico, Raul, don't they?
Absolutely, you know. But you know what you're hearing? That they love their reggae vibes as well in Mexico. And the new album from Anti-Doping is called Renacer, which basically means to be reborn. And that's kind of like what their mentality is with this album. It's like a rebirth of their sound and coming out with something that you don't necessarily hear coming out of Mexico.
Why are they called Anti-Doping, by the way?
That is a very good question, and I'm going to guess it's got something to do with, like, the cartels and everything that's going on in Mexico, though they wouldn't really tell me. I met them out in New York, and they were actually hanging out with some crazy rocker guys, and they go, oh, you got to check this out. If you're into, like, ska and reggae, these are the guys for you. And, yeah, when they passed me the tune, I'm all, like, immediately just started playing it.
Well, this conference was in New York City, so there's music also from the U.S., including a very interesting version of the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever by the Los Angeles group La Santa Cecilia. Here is Strawberry Fields Forever.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry.
Well, that's different.
Just a little bit, right?
Yeah.
La Santa Cecilia is, they're L.A. darlings, and they're homegrown talent based here in Los Angeles on the east side, like Boyle Heights area, and they've been coming up strong lately, and now they're with a few albums under their belts and collaborations with people like Elvis Costello on one of their first records. It's cool to see that they're getting the recognition they deserve, and now they're playing the big festivals. You know, a few years back when I saw them out in New York for the first time, they weren't really doing any concerts. They were out there just to kind of try to get their music out there. Now they're headlining events like Central Park, SOBs, and they got everybody in the media rooms just clamoring, trying to talk to them. And now this is a cover of Strawberry Fields, but they have so many great original tunes. They even have an EP of classic tunes that are like covers, like a cover of Tainted Love, U2's One. But their original songs have more of a traditional kind of regional sound, as you can hear the influence in that cover of Strawberry Fields.
Always know sometimes I think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, I guess, but it's so wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry.
Raul, the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York City was celebrating 15 years this year. What has happened in Latin alternative music in those last 15 years?
You know, I think the fusion has really kind of taken over with technology and the way people can collaborate and get influenced from different genres from all over the world. And it's just getting so much more closer, where before the different genres were so dissected you can really tell them apart. Now everybody's collaborating, so you're getting rock with hip-hop, reggae with cumbias, and it's just a huge mix, and I think that's kind of where it's at. And not only that, it's also growing. It's huge now, and it's getting bigger and better and stronger.
Raul Campos, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, just back from hosting the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York City. And you can hear all these songs at our website, hereandnow.org. You can also hear them on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now, and you can hear all of the songs from all of our DJ sessions. Raul, thanks so much again.
Appreciate it, Jeremy. Thanks, man.
Start to
This song, by the way, Magna, is called Dare. It's by a group out of Miami called Mr. Power, and that's P-A-U-E-R.
Sounds great.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Magna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.